horrific bathroom stories. Yes. You know, horrific tales of the public bathrooms.
People texting
that, yeah.
in, letting us yeah. know, because we mm-hmm. all have a bathroom story. Oh, we all yeah. have a couple of them tucked away mm-hmm. that we've tried to forget over the years, but you just can't do it because they were so awful. And every time you walk into a public restroom, the story that you've got tucked away is so bad that you open the door and just kind of look around going, is it safe to actually be in here right now?
Because one, you can't unsee that, and two, right. you can't unsmell that. So
exactly.
there you go. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we might work on that. Maybe that'll be a theme one day. Maybe this summer when there's not as many kiddos in the car going to school and stuff like that. Although, I don't know. I don't know very
I don't
many
know,
kids.
Though.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of kids love to talk about bathroom humor. So there is that too.
Yeah.
It is time for our birthday list. If you are celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. We're going to jump right in here because, well, of course, like always, I'm running a little late this morning. Alexandra,
it's my fault.
It's
yeah.
okay. It's not. No, it was. I mean, we're talking bathroom humor. You're bound to waste a few minutes on that. Alexandra Dowling, who played Queen Anne on the BBC's The Musketeers. To Game of Thrones fans, though, she's always going to be Rosalind Fry, the beautiful bride from The Red Wedding, the celebration where Robb Stark, of course, lost his life. If you're a fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She is celebrating her 34th birthday today. Molly Ephraim, who played Maybelle Fox on Amazon's A League of Their Own. She was also Mandy Baxter for the first six seasons on Last Man Standing. She was also Daniel's daughter Allie in Paranormal Activity 2. She's celebrating her 38th birthday today. Apollo Ohno, speed skater who won gold medals in both the 2002 and 2006 Olympics. In 2010, he only won one silver and two bronze. Oh, I guess he just lost a step or two.
He
did go on to win the fourth season of Dancing with the Stars, so I guess he has that going for him, minus all those other gold medals. Anyway, he's celebrating his 42nd birthday today.
He's still got a cool name. Right?
I know. I love Apollo Ohno. I think he's awesome. He does a little commentary now for the Olympics and things as well, obviously,
right.
the speed skating, and sometimes they even get him on like some of the other winter stuff, and I just think he's awesome. Maggie Q, FBI agent Hannah Wells on Designated Survivor. She also starred as Nikita and is the dauntless leader who protects Triss in Divergent. I've said a lot of words there, no idea what it means, but she is celebrating her 45th birthday today. Jennifer Goodwin is also celebrating. We know her best as Snow White on Once Upon a Time. She was Bill Paxton's third wife, Margene, on HBO's Big Love. Gigi, the hopeless romantic, and He's Just Not That Into You, and the rabbit, Judy Hopps, in Zootopia. She is 46 years old today. Clint's daughter, Allison Eastwood, is celebrating her 52nd birthday. She had minor roles in Bronco Billy, Any Which Way You Can, Tightrope, and Absolute Power. Then she grew up and posed for Playboy in 2003. Needless to say, her acting career, not what her dad's was. Just saying. Naomi Campbell, angry supermodel who she had to do a couple stints of community service. Because
you wouldn't like her when she's angry.
No. She hit her housekeeper over the head with a jewel-encrusted cell phone at one point in time. She's celebrating her 54th birthday. Hopefully motherhood has mellowed her out a little bit. Because
I hope so.
She was a little cantankerous, I think.
Yes.
And there's a lot of Hollywood stories, and people have talked about Naomi Campbell and having to deal with her over the years. Johnny Gill, who was a part of New Edition, he also had a solo career. When I say solo career, he had one hit, Rub You the Right Way. He used to date Janet Jackson way back in the day. He's celebrating his 58th birthday. Morrissey is celebrating today. Yes, he is the leader of the Smiths. Their hit, How Soon It Is Now, was the theme for the original 1998 version of Charmed. Morrissey's celebrating his 65th birthday today. Isn't he also the guy who doesn't like to show up for live shows?
Yeah,
even
don't
he says
buy
he's
a ticket because he probably he's not
going
to show up. He'll cancel for whatever reason. It doesn't matter.
I have a hangnail today. It's fine. Yeah. I'm not performing.
I can't go on.
I can't do this. Bertie Taupin, who is Elton John's brilliant songwriting partner, also celebrating a birthday today. He is celebrating his 74th birthday.
Nice.
I mean, what can you
Legend.
Say about the two of them?
Yeah.
I mean, they were just this amazing duo together.
Yeah.
And then we do have to mention one of our local birthdays this morning. Matt Larson is celebrating today. Of course, we know Matt and his lovely wife, Lindy, very, very well. So, Matt, we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. I would say don't work too hard to Matt because he's one of those awesome Sauk County farmers. But I know that's not going to happen because Matt and his family are always working really hard. So at any nice. Rate, we hope you do have an awesome day, Matt. Thank you so much for always listening and being just, they're just awesome people, the Larsons. We just love them. We don't get together with Lindy and Matt nearly enough, but when we do, it's like these hours and hours and hours of conversation, mm-hmm. which tells me that we should probably go see them more often.
Yeah. But life, you know.
I know. Everybody's always so busy. It's crazy. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to this list, we make it easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. We're going to lose some of these clouds here today. At least that's what Sean Cable keeps telling me. We're going to give way to some sunshine, a little breezy, little cooler today as well, but much more pleasant than what we've had the last couple of days. We're going to lose the rain for a little bit, Finn. That's the important part.
Yeah.
Sean's going to tell us more in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's Gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Testimony is finished in the hush money criminal trial of former President Trump. Closing arguments expected a week from today. After today's session in the hallway, calling the case political, the defendant.
I'm gagged. I'm not allowed to say what I'd like to really say. You'd be very impressed, but I'm gagged, so why would I take the chance?
Jurors will likely begin deliberations next week, calling the move by the International Criminal Court to seek arrest warrants for top Israeli leaders, accusing them of war crimes, saying it's shameful. Secretary of State Blinken, he says the Biden administration may be open to sanctions targeting ICC officials. Pleading not guilty with others accused of an effort to overturn Donald Trump's 2020 election loss in Arizona, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Airlines for America has launched a campaign urging the DOT and the FAA to address the nation's air traffic controller shortage. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person has died and another suffered serious injuries after a UTV crash that happened in Lafayette County. Officials responded around 7:30 p.m. Sunday night to County Highway F north of County Highway G. Officials determined the UTV driver lost control, drove off the road, and went into an embankment. One of the riders, a 40-year-old New Glarus man, was taken to Memorial Hospital in Lafayette County. He was pronounced dead at the hospital from the injuries he suffered in the crash. That man was identified as Dustin Matsky. A UW med flight took the other rider, a 44-year-old New Glarus resident, to the UW hospital. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 78. With more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night and Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 814 right now. And Finn, if, you know, you're planning on going on a trip this summer, because a lot of people will vacation or have got some big plans and want to go do some things, turns out that 61% of us, according to a new poll, are going to stay in a hotel. Everyone else said an Airbnb or maybe even with family. Someone asked people to name things that you do in a hotel room that you would never do at home. And we have some good highlights from the list. Now, of course, this is parsing through the list because there was a lot of stuff that we can't talk about on FM radio. Thanks to the FCC and their regulations, because some of you are doing some really weird things in motel rooms. But
I don't want to know.
I know, right? So we parsed down the list. It goes way beyond awful bathrooms. Let's put it like that. There's some weird adult recreational activities happening. Number one on the list was wear a robe and slippers. It seems kind of like a wasted opportunity if you don't. I want to know what hotel you guys are staying in where they actually give you a robe and a slipper, because I don't stay anywhere nice enough to actually have somebody provide those for me.
There was one, I know what you're saying, but there was one that we stayed at in Wausau that actually, okay, not slippers, but the robe. You know, and
nice.
That was kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool. I wonder how many people walk away with those. Like, it's complimentary to my
That's
room,
right? That's probably why the hotels don't do
it. Right? Exactly. Except for those really, really nice ones. Watch cable TV is another one that made this list. That makes sense. So many of us have streaming platforms at home now. We don't really have the opportunity to watch actual cable anymore. Mm-hmm. Blast the AC until it's 58 degrees. Well, first of all, that's ridiculous because that's freezing. Second of all, they have to pay electric bills too at the hotels. Is that why we're doing it? Because we don't have to pay the bill, but we get to stay really, really cool? I think that's kind of a weird one. I don't know why you would do that at all. But that's just, I don't like to be cold though. So I'm definitely not blasting my AC until I'm freezing.
Now, after today's story, hotels will start charging even more for your stay. So,
yes,
because
exactly.
They're listening to this. Yeah.
Right. Now you know, understand why the fees at hotels are like they are, because you've got some idiots in there taking the air down to 58 degrees, and we have to make up the difference for that. Another one on this list was eat a full dinner in bed. Well, where else are you going to eat it? Some motel rooms, you don't have a table, you don't have a desk, and so you got to make do with what you got. So, yeah, it's the only time. I mean, it's really the only time I would ever eat in bed is if I'm in a hotel. And there are sometimes, if we're at a hotel, it's because we're on a trip and I'm so exhausted that the only thing I can possibly muster is sitting in bed with my food and then just going straight to bed as soon as I'm done. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. If we're in a motel, it's usually for a reason, and I'm usually exhausted because of why we're there. Fill an entire bucket with ice when you only need 4 ice cubes. Oh yeah, I've done that, because then you overestimate like how many ice cubes you actually need, or you think that maybe somebody else is going to use the ice, and in actuality nobody is using the ice. So there you are with your 4 little ice cubes in your little plastic cup, and that's all you really needed. I don't do it on purpose. It kind of happens by mistake. Another one on this list is read the Bible, because a lot of hotels still have them in the nightstand. So I guess if you're doing that, again, you're a way better person than I am. Use a towel as a bath mat. I don't know. We've had to do that in a pinch at our house. I don't know why that's
well,
so
sometimes they don't
unique.
Give you enough towels, though.
I know, right? I know. In fact, when we went to Las Vegas this just a few weeks ago, they only gave us 1 bath towel. I was like, what is up with that? We had like 7 hand towels. We had like 6 washcloths. We had 1 bath towel, and that was it. That's not going to do it for 2 people.
That's not going to do it. Yeah.
No, it was weird. And I looked at Corey and I was like, I'm not sharing a bath towel with you. So I said, can you call down to the front desk and get some more bath towels? In which case, they brought us like 1 more. I don't know if they were rationing them or what the deal was, but they brought us 1 more bath towel. It was very strange. Really long showers, something else we do in a hotel that we don't normally do at home. A lot of people say they do it in a hotel for some odd reason. Again, I think it's kind of like the AC. You realize that you're probably not on the hook for how much water you're using, so you just take a little bit more time to relax. Or sometimes you're so tired, you need something to wake yourself up, and a long shower will do that.
Well, I don't know. You know, like your recent hotel experiences, sometimes you're in a hotel, but you're really only in the hotel just for a place to crash for the night. Like you're going to an event or you're going to a concert and you're gone for most of the day. So I feel like a lot of people want to make sure they get their money's worth out of staying at a hotel.
Yes. Because we're paying good money for motels, yeah. Right? I mean, we're paying good money for the privilege of staying in a motel. So, no, that also makes a lot.
And your check-in time is inevitably at 3 o'clock, and your right? checkout time is usually at 11 o'clock,
yep.
You know, for the most part. So if you're gone for most of that time, of course, that's not the hotel's part. You know, that's not their fault. Right. They're just trying to provide a service to you. But at the same time, if you're hardly using the hotel except for right. a place to crash at night, I mean, yeah, I mean, you want to kind of
use
feel like you're getting your money's worth.
Use yeah. up some of their hot water. Right. I love hotels. I always feel like it's like a luxury when you run into a hotel that has a checkout time at noon. We've run into a few of those over the last couple of years, and I'm like, really? Noon? These people are amazing. I don't know why, but I love a noon checkout. I just don't feel as rushed. Now, we're usually out of there by noon, but I don't feel as rushed when I have a checkout of noon. I guess it's like a mind game thing for
yeah.
myself. But
I totally know what you're saying. Yeah. And I love the hotels that are accommodating, too, because
yes.
when we were in Ireland, there were a lot of places where we got to those hotels a couple of hours in advance.
Yeah.
And a few of them were like, oh, no, it's totally cool that we've cleaned the room. You can
sure.
check in now as opposed to 2 hours from when
right.
we got there. Sometimes
rolling your luggage around
you.
The streets
yeah.
of wherever
right,
you're
exactly.
at. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, when we were in New York, we had a really awesome hotel as well when we stayed at the Micro Motel because they understood that you were in New York. It's kind of hard to roll your luggage around. And
yeah.
so they would actually, they had like a little locked up area right by their front desk where if you just asked them, they would take your luggage for you. They would put a tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you came
mm-hmm.
back, you could just
yep.
grab your luggage, which was really, really nice because, you know, we had to be out of that one by about 10 a.m. and we needed to go get breakfast and stuff before we actually hopped onto a plane to fly home. So we didn't really want to take our luggage with us 2 blocks down the road. And plus in New York, a lot of those restaurants don't have enough room to accommodate 4 suitcases, right? Like, where are you
yeah.
going to put it? Everybody's already
yeah,
jammed
exactly.
on top of each other. So it was really awesome because then you just go back up, you grab your luggage, and you move on with your day. And then we could pick up our Uber right there in front of the hotel, which was a lot easier than trying to, you know, get them to come down to a restaurant or something wherever we
well
were
don't
at.
You feel that the 10 a.m. checkout, that's pushing it a little bit,
that's
isn't
so
it
early it's
yeah.
so early. That's a really hard one, especially if it's been a late night or you're just really, really tired
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
Like for us, there's been instances where we've had a 10 a.m. checkout but our flight didn't actually leave until like 4:30, maybe 5 in the afternoon. So then we have all this time to just kill and be like, so what are we going to do now? Because,
uh-huh.
you know, and in fact, that kind of happened to us in New York. We had to be out at a certain time. We went and we ate. And then we looked at the clock and we were like, well, we have to be in New Jersey to fly out. But we didn't actually fly out until like 3:30 in the afternoon. But by the time we ate, it was about 10:30, 11. And so we just hung out at the airport for the entire time. Now, it happened to be on Christmas Eve when the Packers were playing. So Max had his laptop there. And so, you know, through his streaming services, he pulled up the game. So Corey,
sure.
Dexter, myself, and Max just kind of found a couch in a sitting area and we watched the Packers game because on all their TVs, all you could see was the Jets. Nobody needs that in their life on Christmas Eve. And so we sat there and we watched the Packers and burned some time that way. And as the game ended, they started like the boarding call for our particular plane. So it worked out perfectly. But if we wouldn't
yeah.
have had that game, I don't know what we would have done
yeah.
because that was like 4 hours of our life we were never getting back.
that definitely makes the time go by faster.
It did. And we had a good time, you know, and by the time you get your snacks and your waters and all of that for the plane, you know, you've wasted a whole bunch of time. Use the bathroom a couple of times.
Right.
But
yeah.
man, we had 4 hours to kill after they dropped us off at the airport. In fact, we got there so early, we had one checked bag and the guy was like, oh, we can't even check that yet because it's too early for us to even get it on the flight. Well, then he went into, you know, like the airline computer system and he's like, no, we can take the bag now. It's fine. Our bag actually got into Chicago 2.5 hours before we did and just kept circulating because it got there so much earlier than we did. So it was kind of crazy how that all worked out.
Travel.
I know, traveling. it's not always fun. It's great when you get there. The before and the getting there
the
and the getting home
and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yes, it's a lot. I just am glad that I've never been one of those people who's like furiously in the middle of the airport rearranging my bags and moving stuff around to get like weights down for checked bags or to reorganize my carry-on. Mm-hmm. I've never had to do that, and I am always very thankful. I've never been one of those people. Having all your tidy whiteys laying out all over the airport is not exactly what you want to do before you leave on a trip. Let's just put it like that. There's a couple more on this particular list. There's a lot of us when we go to a hotel that look at the smoke detector and wonder if there's a hidden camera in there. See, now it's just getting weird. If that's where your mind goes first and foremost, I mean, it's probably legit, but the rest of us are trying to have less scary thoughts. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it doesn't put your mind at ease, but we do kind of live in those times.
We do.
So,
We live in some wild and crazy times right now. And then finally, not many of us would do this at home where we wash down $16 cashews with a $12 beer. No, not unless you're going to the fancy bar down the street. You're probably not doing that. But we tend to do that. Sometimes you get desperate. Like when we were in Vegas, we were super thirsty and they had those great big bottles of water over in our little bar area. And they were like $6, and I was thirsty and I ran out of water.
You had
and
to.
I said to Corey, I was like, I don't care. I'm opening the $6 bottle of water because I said, I am so thirsty right now. Plus I had like nighttime, you know, medicines that I had to take, and I was literally out of water. Nobody wants to try to suck down a pill dry. Let's be honest about that too. No. So sometimes you gotta pay the price, and you do because you're in a motel, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't like it, but you're like, all right, I'll do what I got to do, because sometimes
captive
you don't
audience.
Wanna, and you don't want to run down to the convenience store at 1 a.m. Nobody wants to do that either in a strange city, especially when you have your jammies on already, because that's not fun either. It's a good thread. It's over on Reddit right now. You know, some of the best stuff in the world comes from Threadit and honest reactions from the people who love to use that forum. So check it out if you want some really crazy, creepy answers as well. I said there was a lot of stuff that was a little X-rated over there, so we had to go with some of the tamer stuff. But some of you are getting a little wild and wacky in those motel rooms. And rest of us, we're not living that life and not asking any questions.
No.
Taking a look at the forecast right now. Lots of sunshine eventually today. It's going to be a little breezy as well. 72 for a high. We've just got these lingering clouds from those storm systems last night. They just don't want to leave. They're stuck here right now. But I was just texting with Sean Cable a few minutes ago. He assures me that things are going to clear out this afternoon. So he said, I would be surprised if we don't see some sun yet today. So he's like, give it some time. It was a big system. Clear down to 52 tonight. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high near 78. We could see some more rain and some thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. Right now, it is 56. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Memorial Day weekend will be busy around the area. In Reedsburg, there's an American Legion Bratstand that's going to be at Viking BP. That'll be on Saturday, May 25th from 10 a.m. until 2. Stop in for a delicious meal and help raise some money for our veterans. You can learn more at facebook.com/post350Reedsburg. And then there's a couple of chicken dinners around the area on that Sunday, May 26th. Come celebrate the beginning of summer at the Pioneer Village outside of Reedsburg on Highway 23. From 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., they'll have a delicious chicken barbecue and also explore the history of the communities there at the Pioneer Village. Great lesson on history for children and adults alike. More details can be found at rahspv.com. And then also on that same Sunday, the Sauk Prairie VFW Post 7694 is going to be hosting their Chick-Nick Barbecue Chicken Dinner. That's going to be from 11 a.m. until sold out, $15 for the dinner. This is all happening at Veterans Memorial Park. Again, that is Sunday, May 26th. And then on Memorial Day, head to Laval for the American Legion Chicken Dinner, following an 11 a.m. Memorial Day ceremony at the Laval Honor Roll Memorial at 300 Union Street. Chicken dinners will be served at Legion Post 242's Clubhouse, and that's at 116th West Main Street in Laval.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction? Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show. It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family, and it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's WildWestDinnerShow.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
99.7 Max FM.
We hope that you're having a great Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, we've made it halfway through another work week, and now we can just concentrate on the weekend. Of course, all of us are ready for that, especially with an extra day in there. Woohoo! An extra day off, 4-day work week. We love it. We love to think about it, too. It's Denise Williams now. Let's hear it for the boy on Max FM.
My baby, he don't talk sweet. He ain't got much to say. But he loves me, loves me, loves me. I know that he loves me anyway.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:34. I love that song. That's such a good one, Finn. And now I just want to go watch Footloose, because then they can teach him how to dance, and we can have all of the same moves as Sean Penn's brother. It's fine. He was no Ren McCormick, but he was able to bust a move by the end of that movie. That's for sure.
You can't keep him or Kevin Bacon away from dancing in Footloose. You just can't do it. Doesn't matter if you're John Lithgow. It's not going to happen.
What is Sean Penn's brother's name? Now I have to look it up. Do you know it off the top of your head?
Well, he has a couple of them. He has that one from Footloose. Oh, man, you put me
I'm
on the spot.
I'm looking it up what here. Is the, I'm sorry. Chris Penn. So Chris played Penn. Willard.
Yeah, Chris Penn. Yeah, because Sean has another brother, Michael, who is a songwriter. If you remember that song, No Myth, it was got a lot of bit of airplay back in the day. I believe Michael was married to Amy Mann from Till Tuesday.
I think you're right. I know that part, and you're right. I don't know if they're still married, but Chris Penn played Willard in that 1984 version of Footloose, the best version, right? Because let's face it, the remake came out. That was not good.
But we did Degrees of Separation with the Penns, which we're supposed to do with Kevin Bacon, not with the Penns. But we
the Penns have been in Hollywood for a while. I don't know if they've done anything. Actually, Chris Penn passed away in 2006. So, yeah, he really hasn't done much. He actually died at the age of 40. So there you go.
Yeah. But, always okay with Chris Penn.
Yeah, I mean, once you saw him in Footloose, he didn't do a whole lot after that, but sounds like maybe there were some other things going on in life, too. So, at any rate, just a little Footloose and Penn family history for you here this morning. Go. I'm sure that was riveting for everybody listening. So, we all know that no one sends letters in the mail anymore, right? Or at least you try not to. It's maybe a fun novelty for some people, but there's no shortage of more efficient ways of messaging someone. I mean, let's not involve dealing with the United States Postal Service any more than we have to at this point.
What's a stamp up to now? I don't even know.
I don't even know off the top of my head. And just all of the delays and things like that, it's a little crazy. And I don't blame, that's the thing too. I don't blame your local post offices. I don't blame the people trying to get the mail through as fast as possible, because, you know, just like everything else, they're just on the other end of what they're told to do. Yeah. And so I don't blame them at all. They can only make things go so fast as well. And I've always had great luck going to my local post offices and asking questions and trying to figure stuff out. It's just, you know, the overall entity of it it's starting to feel a little archaic when there's other ways of doing things, right? But some things you don't have an option. You got to mail it through the actual post office. Now, maybe we'd all be more likely to, you know, spend a little bit more time at our post office and mail things if all postage stamps smelled like freshly baked bread. France has just released new scratch and sniff stamps that smell like a baguette. Right? The ink apparently has microcapsules that provide the scent. The stamp also has an image of a baguette on it, decorated with a red, white, and blue ribbon. It's celebrating, this is going to be in French. My French is bad. At any rate, it's a saint, the patron saint of bakers and pastry chefs. I'm not going to try to do my French impersonation this morning, because that's just going to be bad for everybody. And generally, the baguette is a symbol of national pride in France as well. So there you go. I mean, I would buy stamps just to have freshly baked bread scent all the time. Can you imagine? That's one of my favorite smells in the whole world. And I think you should have a whole line of these scratch and sniff stamps if you're going to go with freshly baked bread. I mean, you could do freshly baked chocolate chip cookies then. You could do ginger snaps, all of that, all of those really amazing smells that we just all gravitate towards. So basically, walking in front of Neato's on a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly. Essentially right there on a stamp. Come on. I mean,
that would be amazing. Wouldn't that be an awesome smell?
Oh, scratch and sniff. Do you remember scratch and sniff?
Do
they still make scratch and sniff books? Because I remember a kid, you'd have some of these books. I remember stickers for sure.
Sure.
There were scratch and sniff stickers. stickers, but there were books, and I remember there was a food one, and this is like in first grade, maybe second grade, mm-hmm. there was this food one, and there'd be like a banana, and then you scratch it, and then you'd smell banana, and there was all these great.
Sometimes it didn't smell anything like it was supposed to, but it was the allure of being able to scratch and sniff, and then try to see if it smelled like what it was supposed to.
What's the science behind that? How do they get those smells into, you know, the back of a stamp? How does that work?
I'm going to assume now that the microcapsules are a lot more advanced than, you know, the stuff they probably sprayed on our books when we were kids.
Right.
I'm going to assume those microcapsules are a little bit more technologically advanced than probably what we had back, you know, in the 70s, 80s, and so on. I remember the scented markers as well. Oh, those were so good as well. And I think they still make those. In fact, I was surprised this past school, like, you know, when people were doing back to school shopping months and months and months ago now, as we end a new school year, another school year, I was so excited to see the scented markers because I was like, oh, those were the best. Now, they didn't last very long. I mean, as far as like how much ink you could get out of them, it didn't matter though, because while you were coloring that entire page blue, it smelled like a blueberry. And if that was all you needed, in life was
it's funny how as a kid the slightest thing will just amaze you. Wow, yes. What could make a marker better if it smelled like a blueberry?
Or it smelled like a banana or something like that. And they were able to figure it out. I also remember way back in the day when they had scented Play-Doh. Now, not Play-Doh smelling Play-Doh, like, you know, what a lot of people get nostalgic for. But when you took it out of the little container, it actually smelled like something. I remember that as well. I'm old enough to remember these things. And that was that was amazing, too. But then it lost its smell pretty quickly as soon as you started creating with it, because it mixed with other smells and, you know, from the other scented Play-Dohs. And then it was stupid. And then it just smelled like Play-Doh again. But for that one glorious minute in time, Finn, it smelled like it was, I don't know, like apple pie or something like that, and it was just the best,
glorious
thing ever.
It was Play-Doh amazing. I mean, Play-Doh has its own scent,
and that's one of, like, and that's been scientifically proven that that is like the one smell that we all remember the most and brings back some of the best memories of childhood is the smell of Play-Doh. They've done test off of that over the years, and Play-Doh is what we always come back to. That and chocolate chip cookies, they're usually like 1 and 2, 2 and 1, whatever, you know, they kind of flip-flop, but those are usually the two scents that we go back to from our childhood. But Play-Doh is just, it's magic anyway. And then when you put like other smells in there, it was heavenly.
There you go.
It really was heavenly. So now we can do the same type of thing with our stamps. So maybe this will get us to like want to mail letters or have a pen pal in France or something now.
Well, and it would be great if people started writing letters again. But if they're not into that, just be a stamp collector that smells like baguettes.
I know. I mean, if I could have my entire line of scratch and sniff stamps, I truly would have like all the baked goods you can possibly imagine. Like all of that stuff that smells amazingly well when you walk by it, you know, like the apple pies and the gingerbread cookies and all of that kind of
stuff. All the good stuff. Like you said, walking past Nito's on a daily basis
would be awesome. I mean, there's probably a subsect of people out there that would love a stamp that smells like a cooking brat, which is not the worst thing in the world, or maybe even some
bacon.
Bacon, some beer might even be up there for some people, maybe even the barbecue, because we love that kind of stuff as well. But I'm always going to go for the sweet stuff in life over the savory stuff. We all know this. You know my affinity to chocolate.
It's your Achilles heel.
It truly is. I do love myself some good sweet stuff. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It looks like much better weather today than we've seen the last couple of days. We're going to lose these clouds eventually, give way to some sunshine, 72 for our high, and then tomorrow even a little warmer. Sean Cable's going to tell us more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
You can create beautiful memories with custom-fit 14-karat gold or sterling silver permanent jewelry. At Love Lash and Weld, you can create unique jewelry by choosing sparkling chains and charms for necklaces, bracelets, rings, anklets, and more. For Mother's Day, birthdays, or any special occasion, trust Love Lash and Weld of Baraboo to help you put together the perfect gift. Ask about a permanent jewelry party to enjoy with friends. Call 608-477-8331 to book an appointment today.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Due to the severe weather yesterday, many of the area regional events that were supposed to take place have been pushed to today. That includes Boys Golf, the regional taking place in Holman, featuring Reedsburg, Baraboo, Toma, Sparta, Onalaska, Central, Holman, and Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln will all be happening now today. 9 a.m. is the start time, pushed from yesterday. Also, regional softball tonight for the Thunderbirds. They were set to host Sun Prairie West yesterday. That game's been moved to today. 5 o'clock is the start time for it. DeForest and Onalaska able to meet last night. Defoe getting the win, advancing on to face number 2 Toma. And then Middleton also with a win yesterday before the weather rolled in. They got a 4-0 victory over Madison West. All the rest of the matchups for Division 1 in Sectional 3 have been pushed to today. For Division 2, Sectional number 3, it's going to be the Sauk Prairie Eagles competing today at 4 o'clock as they're going to be heading to Mount Horeb. Again, that was pushed from yesterday. The Eagles able to beat Sparta last week. Winner of that matchup between the Vikings and the Eagles will meet the winners between Wisconsin Dells and Reedsburg. Those two teams meet today now at 5 o'clock. Dells the 4 seed, Reedsburg the 5. The other side of that bracket, it's number 2 Portage going against La Crosse Logan today. That's going to be a 5 o'clock start time from Portage. And the winner will take on the winner between West Salem and Platteville. Monroe and Lake Mills able to get wins last night before the weather. In the Division 3 tournament for Sectional 3, it's number 5 Adams Friendship going against Dodgeville today. 3:30 will be the start time for it. Westfield will take on Lancaster today at 4:30. River Valley meets Viroqua. Broadhead yesterday got a win over Columbus. They'll now take on the winner between number 4 Lodi and number 5 Bigfoot. Those two teams play today at 5 o'clock. And Poinette was victorious yesterday with a 2-1 win over Clinton. They'll now meet number 3 Marshall. As always, check out WIAWI for the full bracket and all the details of the upcoming events. In addition to regionals, for those sports mentioned, it's sectional play for the Badger Conference at Nielsen Tennis Courts starting today at 10 a.m. And then also soccer in action tonight for the Baraboo Thunderbirds as the team will be hosting Edgewood, Beryl Newman Stadium, the site for it at 7 o'clock. And also around the area, Reedsburg is going to be taking on Portage Poinette at Poinette High School for girls soccer. 4 o'clock is the start time for it. Brewers will look to take the series against the Marlins today. They lost 3-2 in their first matchup. Got a 7-5 victory yesterday. Christian Yelich had a huge 2-run triple in the 8th inning to help his team get the victory. The two teams wrap up this 3-game set. Freddy Peralta gets the go tonight for the Crew. And Jesus Luzardo will be countering for the Marlins. 5:40 first pitch Vucevic from Miami. It was an exciting start to the conference final round of the NBA playoffs yesterday as the Boston Celtics earned a 133-128 overtime victory over the Indiana Pacers. With that, the hosts, of course, take the 1-0 series lead, and the Western Conference Finals get started tonight, 7:30 on TNT. Mavericks will be at the Minnesota Timberwolves. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 52. Tomorrow, sunshine 78 with more rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow night and Friday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with all of your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7 Max FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you yesterday. Forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With all our maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny nubs just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes to make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you. And said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Bridge my stadium home of the Robbie.
The Bare Naked Ladies, there is 1 week maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:52 right now. And Finn, time to take a look at our calendar days. All of those days that we like to celebrate that just kind of get us through to the end of a week. And we're already there, almost there, halfway as of today, by the way. And remember, extra long part of this week. 4 day work week next week for a lot of people. That just makes me excited thinking about it. So let's start with these calendar days. It is Harvey Milk Day, honoring activist Harvey Milk, and also focusing on the discrimination of the LGBTQ community is Harvey Milk Day. So if you want to participate in that one, it's a good one, trying to treat everybody as equally as absolutely possible. Mm-hmm. Today is also National Buy a Musical Musical Instrument Day. Depends on what instrument it is and if you can play it or not, I guess. But you're on your way to violin lessons later. I'm on my way to drum lessons a little later on. It would suffice it to say we have already purchased our musical instruments, at least right. for a little bit. At least not for us, for the kids, though. It is also International Being You Day today. I don't know what else I would be if I wasn't me. But, you know, there is that. It really means just by help. It means to help people discover their beauty and their unique capabilities. You know, society demands a whole lot of expectations, and it demands a whole lot of perfection from us on a daily basis. And this is one of those days where we kind of set that aside and we just celebrate everybody's differences. Kind of going hand in hand with Harvey Milk Day too. So I can appreciate that. It is also National Maritime Day today, celebrating all that the waters give us. And around Wisconsin, you know, when you go a little farther to the east and up to the north, we're surrounded by some beautiful waters with our Great Lakes. And even on a local level, you look at Devil's Lake. Now, maybe we don't need a lighthouse out there and we don't need a Coast Guard to protect us from anything, but we're certainly lucky to have a lot of water in and around the area.
Definitely.
And places that you can go to really enjoy it. It's National Solitaire Day today as well. If you want to play a good game of solitaire, I guess you pull out the deck of cards, or if you want to, you know, get a little fancier, you play a game of solitaire online, which is something we know we can all do. It is also Sherlock Holmes Day today. Now, if you're a fan of the detective, you're going to love this because it celebrates the author who created him, Arthur Conan Doyle. He was born on today's date back in 1859 in Scotland, and he became enthralled at a really young age about stories that his mother told him, which was the spark that eventually would lead him to become a writer. So pretty cool stuff as we celebrate Sherlock Holmes. And if you just like Sherlock Holmes, but maybe don't know a lot about Arthur Conan Doyle, I mean, you have plenty of opportunities between all the movies and the miniseries and the different series that are actually out now about Sherlock Holmes, at least some speculation about what he would be like, because, well, obviously Arthur Conan Doyle hasn't written a book in a really long time.
It's been a while. And
just a few hundred years, in fact, is all it is. And then we have one good food one on the list. It's a little bit generic, but I feel like this is a good gateway to anything that you want to create, because it's National Vanilla Pudding Day today. I mean, you know, it's not the fanciest and the most exciting of the puddings.
It's all right.
But you can add a lot of toppings to it. You can add some mix-ins to it. You can make parfaits out of it. And then we're talking about something pretty delicious. Or if you're like I am, you just keep those little snacky packs around, because sometimes a good vanilla pudding is absolutely delicious, and I don't really need an excuse for eating a vanilla pudding. I really like vanilla pudding. Call me old, I don't care.
I am old and
I love vanilla pudding. Now, I'm not as passionate about my vanilla pudding like my husband is about tapioca pudding, but that's a whole different story for a whole different day. He does love himself some good tapioca pudding. And it's, no matter how you're celebrating today, I was going to go on, but I think that's good. I think that covers kind of the basis for today.
Sure.
No matter how you're celebrating today, just make it a good one and, you know, keep looking forward to the weekend. Almost there at this point. Taking a look at your forecast right now, mostly sunny eventually today, breezy as well, 72 for a high. We are going to lose these clouds at some point. I do promise you that. Clear down to 52 tonight, then lots of sun, 78 tomorrow. We do have a chance for more rain and some more thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. Right now, it is 56.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
WRPQ, Baraboo.
W279EG, Reedsburg.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.